T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is At Home Connecticut, hosted by Joey Burgoyne, highlighting events and happenings that are taking place in your home, Connecticut, on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Good morning and welcome to another episode of At Home in Connecticut. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne. And when I started this show, I wanted to encompass all things in Connecticut that families can do together. And one of them that's always been on my radar is the New Britain Museum of American Art. I visited it as a kid. My kids have visited it. So joining me this morning is Cindy Cormier, Director of Education for the museum. Good morning, Cindy, and thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, good morning, Joey, and thank you for inviting me, and thank you for your long-term support of the New Britain Museum of American Art. It really is a great place to bring families and children. I know you came with your student group. We do tens of thousands of school groups, but when you're a mom, dad, grandma, godmother, and looking for a place on a weekend or during a school vacation day, New Britain Museum of American Art really is a great place to think about visiting.
And that's one thing. It's right here. It's, you know, it's in our own backyard. It's one of those hidden gems that's kindly, it's, you know, it's nestled in New Britain in a residential area, but there's so much inside. Until you get in, there's a lot going on inside that little building that has expanded a couple times over the years.
Yeah. And it's actually the signage from the highway from 84 to 72 is really well marked. We have free parking right next to the building. There's also free on-street parking. So it's easy to get to and easy to park at. And once you've done it once, you're like, why haven't I been here before? So the big lure that I'll just jump right into is that on Saturday mornings, the museum is free every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. And that's, when you have two or three kids and grandma's in tow, it can get pricey to go anywhere. Mm-hmm. It's completely free. American Savings Foundation, and they are very generous to the museum, and they want the community to continue to come. And the community has been coming for years. As you said, 2006 and 2015, we added about 90,000 square feet where this beautiful building overlooking Walnut Hill Park, light-filled and accommodating and just great spaces to be in. So on a cold day or even on a hot day, it's fun to come inside and just wander.
And that's one of the things, you know, it's a community museum. You can go to New York or, you know, if you have the luxury to go to Paris and overseas, the bigger museums. But the New Britain Museum of American Art is a community museum. It's easy to get to, and you can visit it with the kids. They're not going to get overwhelmed. There's enough for them to see and stay interested, but everyone can come out. You can, you know, view the museum at your own pace. Let the kids guide you. And there's so much going on. I mean, you guys do from summer camps to art programs. There's the art cart. And there's other events that you guys do that allow the community to recognize that the museum is here. You want people to visit and recognize the use of it.
Right. And we want it. So we are a community museum, as you said. And one of the things we get high praises for is, from the minute you walk in, people at the front desk are happy you're here. They'll greet you. They see you have kids in tow. They're going to make sure you know where the art and book nook is. They're going to make sure you know where that art cart is, which is out every Saturday morning. So if you come, there's a drop-in art activity facilitated by a museum educator, and you can make something and, you know, something quick, something where we have all the supplies out and leave with your own a masterpiece. If you want to dig a little deeper, every Saturday morning we have classes for two classes, one class for kids 3 to 5, another class for kids 6 to 8. It's called Art Start and Art Explorers, and it's very reasonably priced. It's $7 and $9. That's just for the class. The admission is free, and it's drop-in, and it's every Saturday. So if you come once and then you pop into our studios and see what's going on, you want to come back, and your kid wants to make spend an hour or an hour and a half making something, it's there for you. Then there's after school, then there's summer school, the summer programs, and so, and we do birthday parties. You can, you know, your kid loves it here. Bring them back for a birthday party.
And that's the thing. It's, you know, it's a museum. Then, and I think when kids are younger, they kind of, they absorb that stuff like a sponge. You know, art is in the eye of the beholder, if you will. There's no right way to look at art. There's no wrong way to look at art. So you might go 1 week and then a couple of weeks later goes by and they want to bring a friend. Well, go again, because that same piece of art, whether it be a bench or a painting or a sculpture, will have a completely different impact on that you and everyone else, because you've changed over time and the piece might look a little different or mean something to you.
Right. And you bring up lots of really good points, Joey. What I tell families is don't feel like you need to read every label and look at every picture. You think about coming back. Think about walking into each gallery and looking around and finding one thing that attracts your attention. Oftentimes at New Britain, it is our benches. All of the benches in all the galleries are designed by artists.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bear Bench is one of, his name is Spencer, is one of the kids' most favorite works of art. You can sit on it, you can touch it, you rub his nose and he brings good luck. Each room, find one thing that attracts your eye and spend some time looking at it. See if you can figure it out. That time spent looking, we don't do much of that. Everything's the, you know, the quick fix. We are bombarded by images. But works of art, when you look at it once and then you look at it again and you spend a little time with it, its story will be revealed to you, and you and your family can try to think about how to kind of decode it together, have a conversation and discussion about it and see what you think, and then maybe make an inspired work of art at the art cart based on something you've seen.
And that's the thing, you know, you can go to the museum as a family and your kids can leave with their own piece of art that was made in a museum. You can't say that about going most places on any given day.
Right, right.
And
that
know,
is definitely on Saturdays for the art cart. We also have Monday holidays. So coming up is the Martin Luther King holiday on Monday, January 20th, and then the President's Day holiday on February 17th. So we're normally we're closed on Mondays, but we're open on those days. Monday, the Martin Luther King Day, we're free all day. On President's Day, there is a museum admission, but it's free for New Britain residents. But everything's included, all the activities.
And one thing, you know, you've been doing this for a while in museums.
Yeah.
What's one of the things over the years that really has caught your eye that you didn't expect to be changing in the museum world? A little inside look, if you will.
Yeah, well, thank you for. I've worked at the Wadsworth Atheneum, a great museum, the Hillstead Museum, a great museum, the Harry Beecher Stowe Center, a great museum, and now New Britain, lucky me. And one of the things that many museums are doing, and I went to MoMA a couple weeks ago, and I'm actually going again Sunday with my daughter, the hands-on piece, the actually being inspired. Art museums now are trying to motivate people to actually make something, to create something, and to animate the collection through a hands-on experience. So we have it at the art cart. We also actually have it every day at the art and book nook. So you can leave your mark here. And it's something museums didn't do. They used to be pretty much cathedrals for art and for adults. And in order to appeal to a broader audience and appeal even older people, people my age, people your age, want to make something, want to scribble, want to sketch, want to try something new.
I mean, yeah, over the years, you know, we've all heard the adult coloring books have become big. Art is, it's very therapeutic. It's relaxing. You can kind of just forget about the stresses and look at a piece, whether it's a carving, a sculpture, a painting, watercolors, oils, pastels, and just take it in and understand that someone made that just like you. You know, there wasn't a machine that made that. It was a person. Anyone can make a specific piece of art that they find special to them. And most likely, if it's special to someone, someone else is going to see the beauty in that. And that's what, you know, for kids to be able to come and make a piece of art and bring it home, and mom looks at it one way, dad looks at it another, their brothers or sisters, siblings, cousins, all look at it different. There's nothing wrong with that. And right. that's a really good lesson for kids to learn at a young age that, you know, people's perspectives, people's views, people's attitudes are all different, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Right. Well, and that's when you bring a group together to look at a work of art. Everybody has a different opinion. And that label there is written by a curator who's one person, mm-hmm. and it's their opinion. But you're all entitled to your own opinions. Yeah, the curator probably has a degree in art history, but it's not needed to interpret the work.
No.
Yeah. And the other thing, it's New Year's, it's resolution season. A lot of people think about how to be something more therapeutic, and they want to get in touch with their creative side. So sit down, we have stools, or sit on the floor, sit on a bench, do sketching any place with a pencil. If you're a writer, there's something called ekphrastic poetry. It's poetry inspired by a work of art.
Okay.
So you could write a poem. CCSU writing students come and they write stories about the painting. So it's kind of like could be a writing prompt, if you will.
Art came from when someone got an idea to make a piece of art. That idea came from somewhere. So it has a backstory, and it's really cool that, you know, those students are coming and bringing out their own story. You can have a group of people, like we've said, looking at one piece of art, but 10 different stories come out of it.
Right, right. And some of the stories I've gotten to hear, these CCSU writing students, the story they've written on this like abstract circle painting was about she and her sister being underwater in their grandparents' pool. And now every time I see that picture, I think of that story that student wrote, and it changed the way I see the picture. And that's super creative, and really, the student, when I was a student trying to figure out what to write about, often it was like they'd say write about something, and the what was hard. Well,
yes.
Here you've got a picture you could write about or draw, or even at University of Hartford, community division students make compositions, musical scores based on pictures.
So that's excellent. I mean, the museum has a lot of its staying pieces, but there's a lot of other exhibits that are coming through. Is there anything special coming up for 2020?
Yeah, well, 2020, several museums across the country and libraries and all people are acknowledging the 100th anniversary of women's suffrage. Women got the right to vote in the United States in 1920. So we are committing in 2020 to exhibit in our special exhibitions work only by women artists, single solo shows or group shows. And we're also committed to only buying work by women artists in 2020 as a way to acknowledge that women are underrepresented in museums, in permanent collections and special exhibitions. And we're not going to just do it for 2020. This is something that we are committed to moving forward, as are many museums, trying to make sure that we are speaking with multiple voices and multiple perspectives. But 2020 is 20 women, at least 20 plus women all year is our is our theme, is our initiative theme. And if you want to know more about that or more about the programs, you should go to our website, which is our initials from the New Britain Museum of American Art, nbmaa.org.
That's
nbmaa.org.
Excellent. Well, thank you this morning for joining me, Cindy. Again, it's Cindy Cormer. She's the Director of Education at the New Britain Museum of American Art. And I suggest everyone get out there. You know, it's a great family thing. You can bring the kids, grandma, grandpa, aunts and uncles, especially on Saturday when it's free, and just experience art. And, you know, it's something to just relax, enjoy, and don't take it too seriously. Yes, it's art. It's a serious subject, but get lost in it. Enjoy yourself.
Have fun. That's right. It should be fun. It doesn't have to be onerous, and you don't need to have a degree in art history. Enjoy it.
No, and that's one thing I want, you know, just go enjoy it. Well, Cindy, thank you for joining me this morning. I'll let you go. I hope you have a great day.
Thank you, Joey. Take care.
All right, thank you.
Hope to see you back at the museum.
Will do.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, thank you for joining me for another episode of At Home in Connecticut this weekend. I'm your host, Joey Burgoyne. And if there's anything you want to throw at me, you know, some comments, or if there's a great event or location you want me to highlight on the show, you can email me at WTICcomments@entercom.com. That's WTICcomments@entercom.com. And remember, as always, great things happen at home in Connecticut.
You've been listening to At Home in Connecticut, a public service project produced by WTIC News Talk 1080.
We We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.